the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Welcome once again to a great hour of 60s underground rock music, 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 262, produced here at Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand. And hi to listeners via the wireless in Raglan, Palmerston North, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, Invercargill, also via Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and wherever you are. Don't forget, there are back episodes of Retrospect available via accessradio.org, via TuneIn, that's the app, or TuneIn.com, via the iTunes Store, via Stitcher Radio, and a bunch of other places across the web. So episode 262, we got underway with a band called the Aztecs. They're out of Indiana. The track was off of 1967-45. The A-side we took called The Little Streets in This Town. Now, this was one of the most sought-after garage rock 45s of all time. A few years ago, only two known copies. That, I believe, is up to five copies now. It's been widely bootlegged, and apparently it's quite difficult to distinguish the bootleg copies from the real original 45s. So the Aztecs out of Indiana. Track also appeared on Volume 5 of Back from the Grave, The Little Streets in My Town. Lots more 60s garage punk obscurities coming up throughout this episode 262.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I said we've got lots of 60s garage obscurities. Here's another one. The band is called The Driving Wheels. This one's off a 2015 CD released via Big Beat Records. The compilation's called Don't Be Bad, 60s Punk Recorded in Texas. The Driving Wheels, She Comes Running.
Nothing's too good for my baby. From my baby, I know. things too good for my girl. She's my most prized possession. I'm the oyster and she's my pearl. I treat her good. I treat her good. She comes to mind. With my baby by the hole. Lots of men try to lay on her. She's all mine and it's a rat. And with the man she's a jack. I treat her good. I treat her good. She got the money. Here she comes. Would you look at her run? Well, I know she wants me. She knows I'm the one. Every evening, when the sun goes down, you're gonna find us out. I'll run and round. She craves my love. I'm a killer dealer. Yeah, I treat her good. I treat her good.
Hey,
she comes to running. Now come on now. Let me see you run now. Let me see you run, girl. Come on run. Let me see you run now. Oh, come on run. Run it on home. Run it down to me. Come on home.
Hi, this is drummer Rick Sorcy from the original Cave Dwellers, hailing from Chicago. You're rocking to the Garage Punk sound with host Phil Gray and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Rock and roll!
Trying to figure out who's wrong or right, and I think I should.
a set of three on Retrospect. Kicking off with the Driving Wheels out of Texas with She Comes Running, then over to Chicago for the Cave Dwellers, recorded 1967 at Chicago's Universal Studios. The band were given just a few minutes to produce a B-side to a planned 45. They unleashed their primitive and largely unheard power to record that track, Run Around, written by Gary Goldberg from the Cave Dwellers. And I'd like to say a big hello to the guys in the Cave Dwellers. They've been on the show before, still gigging around the Chicago area. Then from Tampa, Florida, 1966 release on Decca. The band released five singles in their career. They're called the Roving Flames, formed 1965. Band members no older than 19 years old. Most of the members enrolled at George D. Chamberlain High School. One of the songs they did was one of the first covers of Them's Gloria, nearly 6 months before it was then done by Shadows of Night. So the Roving Flames out of Tampa, Florida. The track, How Many More Times? Picture of them and some information up at facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, we've had tracks out of Indiana, Chicago, Texas, and Florida. Here's one from a band formed in Vegas, 1966. They're called The Lollipop Shop. Their origins are in a band called The Weeds. The group disbanded when a number of the members were drafted and attempted to cross the border into Canada. They reached Portland, Oregon, had run out of money, began to perform locally, came to the attention of Uni Records, who signed them up to a contract, but had them change their name to The Lollipop Shop. So the release is out of Portland, Oregon, 1967. Here's The Lollipop Shop with You Must Be a Witch.
Action, outdoor action, real man-sized action. Well, here's action that tops them all in the combat branches of today's Army. And now, if you qualify, you can choose the action branch you want. Pick the artillery. Get in on the exciting missile and anti-missile field. Or pick the fast-moving armor. Work with the world's most up-to-date tanks. Or pick the mechanized infantry. The Fast Action Branch for Fast Action Outdoor Guys.
If you got something to say, why don't you say it to me? If you are leaving today, won't you convey it to me? It's just that I think it's a shame. I've seen it coming long time, so I'm not taken by surprise. I think you chose the wrong time, but I'm not one to criticize. It's just that I think it's a shame to be alone.
It's a shame.
My mind is blown.
It's a shame.
Our love is gone to pieces. I think you're tired of me. Perhaps you want to get away. If you no longer love me, there isn't much that I can say. It's just that I think it's a shame to be alone.
It's a shame.
My mind is blown.
It's a shame.
Our love is gone to pieces.
Whichever branch you pick, today's Army is the most mechanized freedom force ever assembled. So if you're for fast action, if you're an action kind of guy, take a long, strong look at today's Army. Pick one of the Army's three combat branches. The artillery, armor, or infantry. What's the next step? Into your Army recruiter's office.
It is isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Knew when she was a sweet, 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 sweet girl. Well, she changed it so much, she's living in another world. Well, I remember all the good times we had, that we went steady, you know, she never got mad. Ain't it strange, ain't it strange, how people changed? Ain't it strange? She thought it was a simple laugh. Well, she had another date, and Lord, I keep wondering, wondering why. Well, she once was so good, but now she's so bad. She's losing all the best friends that she ever had. It's so bad.
Set of four on this episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, released from Portland, Oregon, Lollipop Shop with You Must Be a Witch, top of the set. Then out of El Paso, Texas, a 7-inch on Pinpoint Records. The name of the band is The Chains, the track It's a Shame. Then a band that we've had in one of the last couple of episodes, they're called The Outcasts out of San Antonio, Texas. Five singles released between 65 and 67. We had one of their best-known tracks, 1523 Blair, on a number of compilations, including one called Ugly Things. The Outcasts with 1523 Blair. And finally, in the set, one out of Australia, a band that were together from 64 to 67. They're called Ray Brown and the Whispers. 1966 A-side called Ain't It Strange. That one's on a comp called Australian 60s Down Under. Picture and information about Ray Brown and the Whispers up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, it's time now for some global garage. A highlight of every episode of Retrospect. We're going to Japan for a band called The Jacks. Now, these guys were considered too much of outsiders to really be grouped under the group Sounds banner. They have their origin in 1966 when two members, Hayakawa and Takahashi, performed as a duo at their university. So they performed as The Jacks. By 1967, they were a quartet. A year later, 1968, they won a contest sponsored by Yamaha and hired to do the soundtrack for a film called Harakashi Honor. So in one long recording session in February 1968, they recorded 20 tracks for the film. A number of those tracks were released on LPs in 1986, titled Realization and Remains. But the entire session was available on CD with the title of Selected Masterpieces by Koji Wakamatsu Film Music Series, Harakashi Honor. So from that, the track Gloomy Flower emerged. So a bit of a convoluted story. Let's check them out though. This is The Jacks out of Japan. Picture of them and information up on our Facebook page, The track's called Gloomy Film.
Moeru kara daoyote ate kuzurete ita no yoru ni uragiri no hana ga saite ita omoi dashite wa kushito がこんなに痛いのもあの壊しちゃいない恋の終わりさいつも君に捧げる歌 恋の終わりさいつも君に捧げる歌を歌い続けていたのさ
Did you know if I were a heathen, and I'm not, but if I were a heathen, I think my cultural taste would be above such garbage and rot as this kind of music.
Faccio i vetri e guardo il cielo, guardo il tramonto, ma guardo lei, poi chiudo gli occhi per non guardare.
Vedrò
Well, that's our global garage set for this week's retrospect. It started with Japanese band The Jacks. Gloomy Flower told that convoluted story of how they came to record 20 tracks for a film soundtrack. Gloomy Flower, though, appeared on a great comp called The Nippon Side. Then another obscurity. This one's on a comp called Thai Beat A Go-Go. Now, the artist is listed as Lewis Kennedy, although I believe that should be Louise Kennedy. The tracks appeared in various places on an album called Thai Funk. That's a 2009 release. Then also on Thai Beat A Go-Go Volume 1, Wild and Rockin' 60s Sounds from the Land of Smile. That's on Subliminal Records 2004. Also on Thai Funk Volume 1. That's Light in the Attic Records and Burger Records, released from 2013. So the track Pu Lai Yi, variant spellings of that. Also Louise Kennedy, sometimes appearing as Lewis Kennedy. So some Thai 60s garage there, obviously based on Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. Next in the set, group out of Quebec, Canada, off a comp called Groups Quebecois. They're called Les Shadows and the track Dis Moi. And finally, their Eye Phantoms. From Turin, Italy, formed 1966, or their debut was 66, a three-track 45 EP included the track we had, Il Treno, or The Train, Eye Phantoms out of Italy. So tracks from Japan, Thailand, Canada, and Italy. Another great wrap of Global Garage. Yeah! Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It opens a whole new world of music for you.
Well, here's a track that was the B-side to a 45, the A-side being the all-time Monk's classic Monk Time. We're going to take the track called Pretty Suzanne. Now, the song originated as a filler, actually an instrumental called Paradox. The band's managers liked it, pushed them to record more hard material. So it was recorded in 1965 as a demo. Then again in 66 in Ton Studio Fans near Hamburg. This is the Monk's with Pretty Suzanne.
Pretty, it's Pretty Suzanne. We'll be right back.
shackles on, baby, please.
Want to know the truth? It's not nice. It's not nice.
Just a friend.
had the Monks top of that set with Pretty Suzanne. Then a band called The Rakes Progress. They had just one single, Why Did You Rob Us Tank, the B-side Sewer Rat Love Chant. Had those tracks recently here on Retrospect. That 45 came out in 1966. The band actually fizzled out in 1967. So even though they only had that one 45, Sundazed Records have actually managed to conjure up an album called Sewer Rat Love Chants, which includes 10 tracks from a live performance from the Rainbow Ballroom in Fresno, 1966. So from that live session, fantastic cover of Baby Please Don't Go by The Rakes Progress. And finally in the set out of Louisiana, the band's called The Uniques, active from 65 to 70, recorded most of their material at Robin Hood Studios in Tyler, Texas, released the material on Paula Records in Shreveport, Louisiana. One of the tracks they had was called All These Things, written by Naomi Neville, actually a pseudonym for Alan Toussaint. But we had a track called You Ain't Tough. That's the one Uniques, I think, are best known for in garage rock circles. It appeared on Nugget's original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, cementing the track, of course, in garage rock history. Released as a 45 on Paula Records, December 1965. The Uniques with You Ain't Tough. And that's it for Retrospect Episode 262. Hope you've enjoyed it. We're going to sign off with a track from a band called Les Monstres out of Canada. Les Monstres, or The Monstres, actually a renaming of the band The Shadows that we had earlier in the show. They performed in Quebec City, particularly at a venue called Coronet, dissolved 1967. Here's one from a 45 on Blue Jean Records, 1965. It's the A-side, cemetery theme, Le Thème du Cimetière, Canada's Les Monstres. Wrapping Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, Episode 262.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.